Welcome to the first episode of our Ramayana series. My name is Arav Garg and I'm your host for this series. Today's the Pran Pratistha, or opening ceremony, of the Ram Janmabhoomi temple in Ayodhya. And the Ram Janmabhoomi temple is considered an important site for Hindus because it's the birthplace of Sri Ram. So to celebrate the opening of the Ram Janmabhoomi temple, I thought it would be nice to recount the story of Sri Ram's birth. So, in our special episode that we released yesterday, we briefly talked about how the Hindu Shastras, or scriptures, express time. We talked about how time, which Hindus consider to be eternal, is described in terms of years, months, and days of Brahma. After each day of Brahma, the universe collapses and is reborn the next day. So, in this day of Brahma, or Kalpa as it's known in Sanskrit, the first human being in the universe was a man named Swayambhuva. He and his wife had gone through long penances to please Vishnu. And when Vishnu was pleased, he granted the couple a boon. The boon that the couple requested was that Vishnu himself would be their son. So many billions of years later, there was a king named Dashrath, and he was of the Ikshvaku lineage. The Ikshvaku, or solar lineage, is a lineage that traces its roots back to the sun. And it's the lineage that a few notable people belong to. One of these people was Sri Ram. Another important person who belonged to this lineage was the Buddha. So regardless, there was a king named Dashrath and he was an incarnation of Swayambhuva. As per some manuscripts, he and his wife Kaushalya had a daughter named Shanta. Shanta, however, was not born healthy. She was born as a crippled child and brought famine to Dashrath's kingdom. Dashrath was told that if Shanta was adopted by another family, however, that her curse would be lifted and that she would grow to be a healthy woman. And so, Dashrath gave her in adoption to his childless friend, King Rumpada of Agnivesh. Many years later, childless after the adoption of his daughter, Dashrath is the only person alive in the Ikshvaku lineage and thus is desperate for a heir. And that is when his guru, Vaishisht, tells him a prophecy that was foretold many billions of years ago, that Dashrath would have a rishi named Rishyashringa to preside over a horse sacrifice that would grant him a son. Rishyashringa was born of an accidental union of a rishi and a deer, and as such had deer horns. His father, the renowned Rishi Vibhandaka, took him away to his reclusive ashram, where Rishyashringa grew up without the knowledge of another human being. In time, he became a very learned and powerful Rishi. It just so happens that during this time, Rumpada of Agnadesh offended a Brahmin, due to which all yagyas were halted. This offended the gods, especially the king of the gods, Indra, who halted all rain to Agnadesh, and thus Agnadesh entered a period of famine. Rumpada was told that the only way to get rain and help his people was to have a perfectly chaste man perform yagya to please the god. This perfectly chaste man was Rishyashringa. So Rumpada had his advisors plan about how they will lure Rishyashringa to Agnadesh, and they decide to send courtesan who convinced Rishyashringa, previously unaware of the other gender, to Angadesh, where he is married to Shanta, who is now fully grown. Rishyashringa agrees to preside over the sacrifice, and rain is restored to Agnadesh, thereby ending the famine. Now Rumpada, still a close friend of Dashrath, is willing to help him. So Rumpada sends Rishyashringa to perform a horse sacrifice to grant Dashrath's sons. While these events are unfolding on earth, the gods in heaven are having their own problems. A Rakshas, or demon, named Ravan, is terrorizing them and obstructing them from their duties. This Rakshas can't be killed because he has a boon from Brahma, the creator god, that no being except for a human can kill him. So the gods appeal to Vishnu, who agrees to help them and incarnate as a human on earth. The gods tell Vishnu about the sacrifice that Dashrath is conducting on earth, and Vishnu, aware of his promise to Swayambhuva, decides to be born as Dashrath's son. Back on earth, the horse sacrifice is just about over, when a messenger of the gods appears and presents Dashrath with a divine rice pudding to give to his queens. Dashrath splits the pudding into four portions. He gives half to his chief queen Kaushalya, gives a fourth to his second queen Sumitra, gives an eighth to his second queen Kekai, and the last eighth back to Sumitra. Since he has distributed four portions of the pudding, his wives get pregnant with four sons. At this point, Vishnu is preparing to enter the earth as Kaushalya's son, while his divine serpent Shesha, his conch shell, and his war discus are to be his half-brothers. And that is how 9 months later, in the March-April timeframe, Prince Rama was born to Dashrath, and soon after were his half-brothers Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughan. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to share and follow this podcast. And stay tuned for our next episode, coming out next Monday, the 29th of January. Thank you so much.